spine mats, but on the other hand.
Beverly has a Reeve optional, reel-to-reel.
Well, this interview is April
26th.
Okay, 1974. Mary Lee Smart in York, Maine. And I wanted mainly for you to talk about your involvement in the arts. When did this begin? Was your family involved with these things? What was your childhood like?
Yes, well, on my mother's side of the family, everybody, at least of her generation, was an artist. Her sister had formal art training, went to the normal school in Springfield, Illinois, where my mother and my aunt and my father grew up. And then she went to teacher's college at Columbia and studied with Arthur Dow and became his assistant. And
what was her name?
Her name was Ethelwyn Bradish.
And
she was asked by Mr. Dow to form the art department at the Lincoln School when the Lincoln School was first founded, and she did, and taught there for I don't know how long, 2 or 3 years, and then the Metropolitan Museum asked her to go there and be on the educational staff, which she was until she retired. She retired during the Second World War, and young people coming along to lecture were scarce, so the museum invited her back, and she stayed for several years, even after retirement age. And then
you knew her well, your aunt?
My aunt, oh, very well, yes, indeed. Even though she lived in New York, of course, we came east every summer. And getting back to how I got involved, my mother didn't have a formal art training, but always was in some artistic endeavor. She had a business before she and my father were married. She designed clothes and had a dozen women that made them, and I look on that as something artistic. I think she had to earn a living, and I think otherwise probably would have been a painter or in some way involved in the arts. Not commercial as she was. Then
in Illinois,
yes. Well, she first was manager of a very fashionable dressmaking establishment in Chicago. It was called Madame Whitney's, and the Swifts and the Armors and so forth went there to have their clothes made. My mother, I can't exactly remember what her title was, but she really learned the business there at Madame Whitney's, and then went back to Springfield and had her own business and the fashionable young ladies. And of course she was in the social set in Springfield, so she knew them all. They naturally went to her for their clothes. Then, when she and my father were married, she did stage sets and costumes for the little theater. I guess mainly costumes, more than the sets. Just an amateur theater in Springfield. And I was born in 1917, and when I was old enough that she could get out of the house and do things, she began to paint. And she studied with a man named Rob. I can't remember his first name. R-A-A-B. Who was a well-known painter at that time, at least in Illinois. He was the director of the Art Association, and she painted there through her whole life, just maybe once or twice a week. And
what did she paint? Was she pretty bold in what she did?
She became pretty bold later, mostly still life, but toward the end of her life she got better and better as she went on, and she died at the age of 88 in the last year or year and a half of her life. She did her best paintings, and they were not done in a group at all, but by herself in Ogunquit, and she just set up these still lifes, or the artist, knowing that she was painting these, and they were getting very, very thick paint, and she'd always used very bold and striking colors. They would bring her arrangements, vases with a baby's breath in or something that was a real challenge, and of course she'd just plunge right in and paint them. And always did a painting in one sitting. I mean by that a morning or an afternoon. Didn't go back to it as a rule. It was just done fast and very freely and very, her own individual way. But aside from painting, what I started to say is she was involved in other things. She began, she became very interested in painting on textiles, and I think it was the Fortuny things from Italy that really got her started, and she experimented with her own method of painting in silver or gold on cloth. And of course the trick was to get it to stick, because it would crack and flake off. And Sangamo Electric, they make the